Let me first and foremost clear this. I think Mr. Yunus Afuseni got it wrong. As explained by my learned friend on the last time, we just explained. Because when it comes to punishment, it is so clear that when a person is convicted and is about to be sentenced or punished, the law applicable is the law which was in existence at the time the crime was committed. I think my friend has made mention of Article 19.6. Now, if you look at the Minerals and Mining Act at 703, it was amended in 2015. Now, that's what Mr. Maybe Inosa was talking about. In 2015, it was amended at 900, amended that act. And the Act 900, the punishment for engaging in illegal mining was stated as a fine of 3,000 penalty units maximum, or an imprisonment of 5 years maximum. And so, having arrested her and having claimed per our charge that she committed these offenses, except or save the immigration offense, between 2015 and 2017, the only punishment that could be exacted on her is the punishment sanctioned under Act 900. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, to the substantive question, did we get any evidence that after her arrest last year, she also got involved in illegal mining in Ghana? The answer is no. There was no evidence that when she returned last year, she continued to engage in illegal mining. If we had gotten such evidence, we would have tried her and then prosecuted her and asked the court to punish her in accordance with the new law at 995. As soon as we didn't have it, the only thing left was for us to go under the old law for her to be sentenced.
And so